Try to understand these things. The source always is one. And so that one source has no material identity. That we have to realize. Can I help you? Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Vishnu, sir, are you looking for somebody? Koi joye? Gujarati bolo? Yes. Unknowingly, they get the benefit of healthy conditions, apart from spiritual benefit. We'll see afterwards spiritual benefit. But first the body must be fit. And only fit body will not help us. The bodies can never be fit all the time. It's going to wane. It's going to be destroyed. So fitness of the body is not the goal of our existence. Body should be fit so that we inquire into these inner quarters of the Supreme Consciousness. We call it Krishna or whatever. The names are millions. Krishna is the best name. But it is not the only name. And therein, the narrow-mindedness disappears. It has to go. So very wide connotation is there. How can we be narrow-minded with this? We have to prove our identity. At the same time, be merciful everywhere. And that's why, if you want to satisfy Krishna, three things have given in Bhagavatam. And these living entities should try to put into practice. The Bhagavatam gives the knowledge. The source of Bhagavatam is the higher source. It's not given by conditioned living entity. Vyasa Bhagavan was not conditioned. He did not have a table. He did not have a wife to prepare coffee. And even then he wrote such a nice literature which we cannot do. And with all the wife and table, we cannot write a single letter. Ketlu lage tu. Garma tayyar khavan se. Maa baap se, patni se. Ane tu kuda kud kare man kini jai. Nikad jai. Taro ilaj se. And even then one time, every time jaij again. Yes. You want to ask anything? Amogdhuru? Do you want to ask anything?
No.
Do you understand?
I try to understand.
Ah, please. No, but do you understand that there is a soul in your heart?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that?
Because I have experienced.
You're alive. You're not dead. Once you are dead, you will never know that you are dead. Isn't it? Soul leaves the body. The thing is, the soul is also not alone in the heart. In side by side soul, Atma, there is Paramatma. Super soul is also there. In the material world also, father and mother will never leave the children if they can. We are all children of Krishna, spark, very tiny sparks coming from his vigraha. So Krishna doesn't want to leave us alone. The soul on its own can never survive unless it is backed by super soul. And they both reside in the heart. One is localized and another one is personalized. It's white. Everywhere the super soul is same, but the soul differs. And all this knowledge should come from the higher source. And there is no higher source than Vedas. Vedic, that's why our culture is known as Vedic culture. And this is root culture. Everything is coming from him. Manu gave the first laws to this planet. And wherever the laws are followed, they are Manu's laws. And every country follows the laws. On the roads also there are road laws. In the air also air laws are there. Everywhere laws are there. Courts are there. So many laws are there. They are all coming. The source is Manu. Vedic culture. This culture is not limited by time. That is the speciality of this culture. All other so-called cultures, they are limited by time. Take Christianity, it's only 2000 years. What happened before 2000 years? There is nothing. What is 2000 years in the annals of history? What is 2000 years? Then Islam, 1400 years. What is meant 1400 years? These are all conditioned. The higher source of the knowledge is absent. And the conditioned soul writes. He cannot write perfectly. And again, so-called scriptures are tempered again and again. Here we, in Bhagavad Gita, we have 700 verses. Not a single verse is added. Not a single verse is taken out. Translations are many, but the original source is same. In Bhagavatam there are 18,000 verses. Same number is there. Nothing is added to it. And the scriptures, which are not tempered, original scriptures, they give the original knowledge. And that is Jnana. That's why it is known as Jnana. And then again, it is recommended that only knowledge will not help us. So we have to have vidyan. Realization must be there. Otherwise, jnana is useless. The pilots are trained to know everything regarding the engine of the aeroplane. So the whole knowledge is there with you. But unless he actually sits in the cockpit and tries to fly the plane, his knowledge is not realized. So he may know books of knowledge. The books are not enough. He must have some practical experience. And the same thing is true. You can go if you want. I don't know. He should be in. No, these boys and girls. He will take some time, about 10-15. If you are in a hurry. Yeah, I would. The thing is, the pilot, maybe knowing the books of knowledge, he knows all the parts of the engines, he knows the laws of the air, he knows everything. But that knowledge is completely useless until and unless he sits in the cockpit. That is the thing. And that is jnana vijnana. Realization, the word is very nice in English. Realization. He goes to reality. And from realization, unknowingly some experience he accrued. And without that, we can never go ahead. Unless you realize, how will you be benefited? And we don't understand. And jnana being not enough, we are unnecessarily proud of it. The pride enters. The unreal things will give you pride. have a big shop. We are proud, have big money, are proud. Man, we have so much money. How much money do you have, Nirva? Are they hanging here? Notes and mirrors. So how can you claim that it is yours? You have in bank maybe. Tomorrow the bank goes worst, you cry. If it really today belongs to you, then it will be hanging on your hand. Some gold and this and that. It will be difficult to walk for you to carry all the money with you. This is plain. This is nothing belongs to us. And till we are alive, we keep everything together. This my book is here. I've got diaries, I've got bed, I've got this, I've got that. Till I'm alive, as soon as I die, somebody will pin the diaries, somebody will take out the cords. It's completely destroyed. Frankly speaking, somebody is waiting for my death. So that they can pinch. And as soon as the man dies, everything is dismantled. Till he is alive, he catches together. I have 5 houses and wives, children, this, that. As soon as he's dead, the whole thing dismantles. And this is really realization. As soon as you put yourself in the on the definite appointment of the last day, then you know the everything clearly. And we forget the last day. That's how. And these things have got to be preached loudly as much as possible by young people like you. We are here for a day or two, or may not be continued long, you know. But we study the scriptures. We being Indians, we can understand Jnan, we can understand Vidnyan. And again, Prabhupada has done it very nicely. And then he doesn't stop there. It's only 2 words we have taken. Sanyukta. Yukta. You have to be always carrying these things with you. Non-stop. And that is how the spirituality should be interwoven in all your activities. It's not that we are devoting for 1 hour and 25 hours we can do anything. No. Spiritually should be interwoven. That is Vedic culture. Vedic culture is not for 1 hour per day. It's throughout day and night. Our forefathers did not have any society. Did not have anything. But their whole life was interwoven by the spirituality. Where the electronic instruments were completely absent. I remember the time when there was no electricity at all. So electronic items were completely out of our imagination. And somebody told that you will have a hand, your phone in your hand. I would have kicked him out. We didn't have any idea about it. Phones were impossible. What to talk of these hand phones or this or that? And now here, yeah, everything is there, photograph is there, record is there, radio is there. And radio means, one rich man had a radio in our house. It was ready for you to see the radio. And we children were thinking that radio speaks. Means somebody must be sitting inside. So we wanted to see, the fellow would not allow us to see. That was the time. When these things were completely absent, that was a very peaceful time. Nothing. Our forefathers, either they were doing some sort of business or something, and wait for the fields to produce anything. Production was also very high. We had so much grains in our village and so many things were there. Nice milk, nice ghee. And now the same thing is completely dream. Because of your foolishness. Well, Bhagavatam is absent. Bhagavad Gita is completely out of our life. Our lives were organized. They didn't know that Bhagavad Gita is the ruling thing. But they are following Bhagavad Gita. Nobody lied. Everybody was completely satisfied. There were rich persons in the village. Poor persons were also there. The Shudras were also there. But in their own position, they were all satisfied. Santosh. Never it was envious of each other. Never. These all Shudra qualities we have inherited now because of the ignorance of Bhagavad Gita. And that's why Bhagavad Gita should be preached to the louder speech. These Shudra ideas, how can you be happy with this low grade life? That Prabhupada opened our eyes, most open. That please, you are suffering because Shudra ideas are there. Your jnana is completely contaminated. And without realization, you have the jnana. And you are not sanyukta. Vijnana sanyukta. Jnana must have been jnana. The knowledge must be realized. Sanyukta, you must be endowed with it. Otherwise you lose everything. It's only these three words. And it describes our whole process. And it tells you how to be satisfied. And this is it. And then we go ahead. And this is whole Bhagavatam is squeezed in these three words. That's why it is recommended that you should read at least one shloka daily, half a shloka, one word, one letter, and try to think of it. But this one, I don't have time. Don't have time is the biggest excess. And plenty of time here. He doesn't cook, he doesn't wash, does not have to clean the house, does not have to do anything, and even then he doesn't have time. And what are you doing then? And unnecessarily we waste our time. This is suicidal. The time is running out. Time will never be regained. As soon as you please try for real jnana from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Prabhupada has done everything. Prabhupada's books are very powerful. There is no other book like these books. In other books we are wasting our time because our whole intelligence is complicated then. Our buddhi is not clear. Here Prabhupada himself is very clear. And that's why he writes very clear. Please try to get intoxicated by his writing. And this will really save you from all the inability. I don't know how, but it does work. But the thing is, we always put the difficulties in our way. We think they're so hard, difficulties are there. How by chanting it can go away? Lose the faith then. If faith is weak, nothing works. It's very, very simple. These things, being a conscious being, how can you ignore them? You're a conscious being. Nobody can deny this. Everybody of us is conscious. And if you have to do it, then you have to create some service apart from your daily activities. And the service in which there is no seemingly material return. That is definite. You are doing your activities, no doubt that should go on. Fruity work must go on. But there must be some part of the day wherein service is required. And that's why Prabhupada has given not only the philosophy to the world, but he has given the practical application of the philosophy. Don't look to anything else. You just try to serve. Man, that our architect man, that Mahendra, Mahendra Bhai or what is his name? I don't know. But he looks so black. He comes here daily. Bilkul kala dekha meshiyo. And then he went to serve. He went with boys to Jaipur. And he did some nice job there. And material return was not that much. We are always beggaring. So we don't believe in giving. We are only expecting. So, and he did now, he came back yesterday, he was red. The black thing was completely gone. This is the beauty of the service. There is no tangible seeming return, but unseemingly you are very much powerful. Very. And that's why the service is required. To the best of our ability, we should put on the manual service. I don't know, I fail to explain to you that how much benefit you have by that. My words are really not enough. I see so many things. Otherwise in Prabhupada's life after 70 years, what was there, you know? But even then the returns were unexpected. And after he is gone, even then he's increased. And he was telling always, he was really realized man. Whatever he is, he didn't belong to this planet. He said that these temples will come and go. This temple will be established. After a few years, this may go away. But till my books are there, again the temples will come. And that is how it is happening now. The old temples are finished, sometimes the temples are closed, somewhere it is sold, somewhere it is mortgaged. Doesn't matter. We will come. And then you are coming up. So the knowledge is the main thing. And realization is the main thing. Service attitude is the main thing. So you have to create your service. And the Kanchakara, within 6 months, he mastered Bhagavatam. So it's a big asset with him. Now he is managing with all the busy life he has. He is very busy with his work. But even then never he finds excuse that I'm busy. And he looks for the opportunity to preach or do some service. He'll clean the room, he cooked everything, he mopped the whole house, there was nobody. This service really gives you very nice health. And apart from health, Krishna is pleased. By service he is pleased. That's why Prabhupada described this bhakti in translation as the devotional service. Otherwise, formally we are thinking bhakti means devotion. You come, join hands, put some coins into it, go away. Daily I go to the temple. But they go to the temple, cows and dogs also go and come. Prabhupada was very angry one day. He said, I went to the temple, I had darshan. He said, cows also go to the temple. What is the difference between cow and you? This is please. Some services to be there. And the humility should be there. We are nothing really. Frankly speaking, there's nothing unnecessary. We're proud of this lump of urine and stool, nothing. There's nothing else. And this urine and stool has to be continuously have an austere life. Otherwise stool increase and urine will increase. And then in order to reduce the stool and urine, you have to take the outside medicines. Again, he is there. So many tablets. And big packet of tablet he takes and goes and consumes tablet to control the urine. How to control without the tablets will not help you. The service will help you. And this is Vijnana. Sanyukta, unless your knowledge and dearest knowledge you are endowed with, how can you go an inch ahead on your path of the material journey or spiritual journey? This is the knowledge. And it is only these three words. See how nice they are described. And unless you try to put into practice this service attitude, your body will never function. And that's why the minimum thing we should do is to at least do our own thing. If we can cook, you please cook. If you can clean the room, you please clean. If you can put your things all right, then please put. If you can organize yourself, please organize. Be active always. We are following the most active principle. Krishna should be very active. But with all the action, he is very peaceful. This is how our life should be organized. We are very, very active. But even then the peace should never be disturbed. And it's an art. Yoga karma sukhoshana. Buddhi yukta jahati. Upe sukrita nishvati. Buddhi yukta. By devotional service, jahati you leave, obey both sukrita and duskrita. Tasmad yoga yajnasva. Therefore, you must become a devotee. Bhakta. Yoga karma sukhaushalam. In all your activities, yoga is the art of living. And this is the only art. Nobody can show any other art. Art of living, there is society. And so many people are art only. I mean, art of living is this. You give holiday to all your servants and do your work. So many servants are there. And then boss is very busy. How many? Four servants. And even then he's very busy.
Spiritual master name is Shri Shri Ravi Shankar.
Shri Shri.
Arjun Yagre Bhagavad Gita was Shri Shri.
Yani
Arjun
like. Arjun to Mishara Pamarato. Ato. Man.
And Maharaj, their assistant spiritual master is Pragyad Maharaj. Prajpad Maharaj. Copying everything of his school, Maharaj.
Pad is correct. And then forget about it. Pad Maharaj is all right. They give correct names. They don't mean speech. Too much stool is there, so pad is there. Unknowingly, they give the correct names. They can't copy. It's original. Genius. Anyway. Forget about it. This mockery of the whole thing. And public wants something.
Not so much advertisement, so much. Every shop has the poster, every rickshaw has the poster, every boarding has the poster, TV, cables, newspapers, so much.
The more advertisement is there, the more popular it becomes. And don't know the effect. But the reality is reality. By advertisement, you cannot prove the false thing to be correct. Eventually,
temporary
one. Yeah, the real nature is going to come out. Calmly and quietly, try to get into these things. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Very calm and quiet. But please, it's a toast. It's a very nice progress. Once you progress, there is no defeat then. You should reveal from our activities and our whole existence that we are definitely attached to the one thing. In the world there are so many things. Let them do anything and everything. But we should not worry about these things. We should only worry about these things. And try to tell, or untelling also, not, without your telling also, people will realize that the way you are following is good. We are so very health conscious. Our health we want to improve. But we don't want to put these things into practice. So much health conscious that I have the containers which are used for Ventolin tablets. And I am solved very regularly. Tomorrow room is a mess we have been. A pillow like a man, so I know it's a dog. No matter. Anyone can have the one that in Tamil Musadich. Tabi do sari se. Pehle Ventolin. Mari se. And a contain some medicine. And a contain one may salt with it. A black salt. You know, thudu thudu. No. So you take it. The container is not he thought that I'm taking that medicine. This is the now who to they're so very conscious. Kyadwale Saroche Manimad Sarva Mari Sarakto Mari Gere Nagar Mari. No, 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 no. We are so very health conscious. Do we see? He's all right. He's taking this medicine. But then country is not. I told Maharaj, I'm not taking that. What is it? He said, you're all right. My mother is a black salt. Forget about it. He was not interested. He was very much interested in Ventolin 200. Like, what is MG or something? And he was writing company and box and everything. Very particular about writing meds. These are weird. We are mad. After that. And we say that you look very good, so whatever you are taking must be good for me also. Please, the reality is completely absent from our life. Vidyan is completely absent. And that's why we are suffering. And this everybody has to test on his or her own. Nobody can do it for you. You have to keep your body in a good circulation till you are alive. So you have to do. Otherwise, no way you can, no way. You can find any other way. That is how, you know, nasti. Nasti yo gati yannatha. This is gati. And these, excuse me, we didn't touch the rest of the shloka. It's only one word we have taken, jnana vijnana sanyukta. Then go ahead, read the equivalents. Jnana.
And practical realization of the purpose of knowledge, and practical realization of the purpose of knowledge. Samyukta, putting down to the end of the Atma-bhuta, object of affection,
and object of affection.
Shari-ri-nam, all embodied beings, giving with the great demigods,
Atmanubhava.
Being fully endowed with conclusive knowledge of the Vedas, and having realized the ultimate purpose of such knowledge, and having realized the ultimate purpose of such knowledge, in practice, we will be able to perceive, pure self,
and thus your mind,
will be satisfied.
At that time, Yes, the other things we have to explain. This Atma Bhut, what is the meaning here, Jude?
An object of affection.
This is bit not very correct. The oh, what is your name?
My name is Josh.
Very good. What is your father's name?
My father's name is Jankumapala.
Oh, wow. And what is your mother's name?
My mother's name is Minapala.
Very good. What is your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name is Karubaipala.
Very good. And what is your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name is Minapala.
Very good. And how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Haribo.
Daily duty,
mother. Very nice, sir. Very good boy. Oh, Himjeet. What is your name? Very nice, very nice, very nice. You look nice. You're cool? Now come here, come here. What is your father's name?
Niju.
No, my father's name. Is Bolo? My father's name is Vijubhai. What is your mother's name? My mother's name is Shunamse Banu. Mummy's name is What is your grandfather's name? Dadan Namsushi. Full devil. No, you play firecracker or Fusku. Yeah, which? A Fus. Very good. Ajay, Chirag, come here. Come here, son. Come here. Sit down. Aru. Sit down. Look at me. Sit. Himjit, separate. Those put no antar jeevim. This ఆత్మభూత్, బ్రహ్మభూత ప్రసన్నాత్మ. బ్రహ్మభూత్ భూత్ మీన్స్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్. ఐఎమ్ సారీ, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఇన్ హియర్. I'll just tell you this. He's here. Hari Bol. Haan, kahan hai? Kahan se? Haan, kahan se magar? Haan, haan, baithe hain. Haan. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Oh. Okay, we'll see you. No, I think he's a bit late.
Seventh,
Dr. Bhaskar, nice to see you. Now on 7th,
there's what 7th? Here we have one Hindu Sammelan.
No, but where is he?
With Swami.
Have you given the address? Have you card or anything?
What address? Opposite Madura Hospital.
తమని ఖబర్ చే అదే నేను. సో అండ్ ఆన్ సండే
సాయం
అవి చేసు వెల్కమ్. సారీ టు కీప్ యూ వెయిటింగ్. నా వందని వందని
పత్రిక
మా విష్ణు గోస్వామి. నైస్ టు సీ యూ ఎనీవే. Sorry to keep you. Ha, saru kaam kari hai aaj.
Best. Sundar.
Apni identity is that. Apni identity is joye. Ame pan bahut prayatna kari hai aaj. Aaj kaam chhe biju kari. Bhakti nu prachar chhe. Loko ena vagar bahut heran thai rahe.
Jeevan ni shanti ani sathe.
Ani sathe chhe. મને છાસી વર્ષ થયા અને હજી દુનિયામાં ભરું છું.
પરપૂજ્ય ગુરુજી નો જન્મ શતાબ્દી વર્ષ
ચાલી ગયું. નાના હતા
આખા ભારતમાં.
ભગવાન દ્રષ્ટા કરે. વૈદિક શાસ્ત્ર નું કોઈ સ્થાન જ રહ્યું નથી. દુર્દૈવ એટલે અમે મોટું અહિયાં ટેમ્પલ નો પ્રોજેક્ટ કરી રહ્યા છીએ. પેલે ટેમ્પલ કરીશું, પછી સ્કૂલ શરૂ કરી છે. અમે એ જ આવ્યું ભગવદ ગીતા ભાગ. ચાલો આવજો આવજો બધા. સર વિલ બી દેર. 4 વાગે છે
ને?
હા જી. Sit down quietly. Oh, Vishnu. How are you, Vishnu? All right? Come here. Oh, very good boy. Very good boy, come here. Come here. What is your name?
My
name is? Very good. What is your father's name? My father's name? Bolo dikra. Come on. Speak up. My father's name? Speak out. My father. Father. Very good, Vishnu. Smile. Sit. Yeah. Very good boy. Vishnu Bhu Saru Chakra. A Kashyap Nabu Dhar. Yes, sir.
Hey.
ઉઠતું નથી. યુ ડોન્ટ ક્રાય, ઇટ્સ અ ગુડ બોય. તારો અભ્યાસ કરી રહ્યો છે. સેફ માણસ છે કે નહીં? This Atma Bhut is very nice word. You know. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, those living entities who run after Krishna, they're always happy. You know, Atma Bhut. Here, Atma Bhut means those living entities who are running after Atma. And really, it's a great thing to run after our soul.
Ma, this is misexplained. This is wrongly explained.
The meaning doesn't explain the word.
So what should we write?
I'll give you the idea first. So Atma Bhut. Bhut jaya vaprayani. The living entities in a meaning thai. Je jivo atma ma padayas. Those who are running after the soul, realization of the soul, they are not known as Atma Bhuta. The thing is, as soon as you have knowledge, jnana, and then again you have realization, don't speak. Stand up, monkey, stand up. Come here. Come here. Stand up. Why didn't you walk? Can Chadha give me? What is your name?
My name is Chad.
Come on, sister. Are you monkey? Wandra there. Don't speak. Monkeys. Monkey no one here. Hari Bol, sit down.
Come here.
Don't speak. Sit down. Himjit. Sit there. Come here. Come here. Kalpana, sit down. Ajay, where is Ajay? Ajay, raise your hand. Ajay, where is Ajay?
Ready.
Here it is. Oh, Ajay. Jay. Pigeon is singing. Pigeon. Where is pigeon? It's a pigeon. Pigeon is singing. Do you see pigeon? Then half the time they're sleeping. Sit right. This Atma Bhut means those who are running after the spiritual matters. And there is first verse in Sita Pradhana Shloka 255. Haribol, sit right. You come out here. Sit here. And the first verse is there. Himjit, come here. Stand up. Sit down there. That's it. Back. Pasarvesh. Chudavesara. Ah, that's it. The thing is, that verse 255, Prajahati yada kaman, sarvan patam nagutan, atmani vatuna tushta. Those who are satisfied in their own self, their intelligence is steady. By hankering after the things, you cannot be steady. You have to be satisfied. The first satisfaction is the conditions which are given by Krishna. We are completely satisfied. And the second satisfaction, that we don't depend upon any other thing of the material nature. We are completely satisfied with our own soul, self. And there is self-satisfied, is known as, there is Atma Buddha. As soon as you have, then connect this jnana with jnana, sayukta, with all the paraphernalia of jnana and realization, then you become completely satisfied in your own self. Atmani eva, atmana tushtaha. Tushtaha means santosh. As soon as you are satisfied in your own self, then you don't run around the material things. Other material things, anchoring, has no end. Today we have bicycle, tomorrow we will have motorcycle, day after tomorrow we want to have car, then cars also there are so many, again you want to have this and to have that. Then again, after car, helicopter, aeroplanes, non-stop pursuit is there. Instead of that, to have a shortcut in the human life, is that we should be satisfied in our own self. And you keep well. And if Krishna wants to give something to you, he will definitely give. But the only Krishna wants that please surrender completely to me. And this is very difficult for us. We think that because I'm working, I'm getting this, I'm getting this, I'm getting this. Those who don't work, they also get. One of my Marwadi friend I had, his name is Bansilal. He even now he's alive. So he was ordinary boy, you know, Marwadi boy. So he had started a bicycle repairing shop. So I say, he was always busy with punctures and water and everything. And then those bicycle wheels, you know, to take out the balancing in a small machine. You try it here and try it there, working very hard. And one day, the top businessman, Marwadi businessman, he adopted him. The same moment, his luck, his destiny completely changed. This is Krishna. One moment you don't have anything, the other moment you are very rich. So material things can never continue the same. They always go on changing. Those who understand this, those who realize by hearing or by their own experience, then they become steady, not running after these things. Or Gaurasundara's example is, he is completely engrossed in service. And Gaurasundara father, कहीं 400 वाज जमीन लेने के लिए, उन्हें भी वर्ष मिला. Gaurasundara is millionaire चाहते हैं. कहीं काम कर रहे थे, कहीं नहीं करते, खाली सेवाज कर रहे थे. Seemingly, he doesn't do anything. So Krishna is acting for him. He is jamina bhava, he is 400 rupiah rata. He has 3000 rupiah dahi. And Gaurasundara paise doko dodi rahe je. Ki bhai, haan to malik thai ke 400. And he didn't want. He ne parvaj nahi. Father ki tara medle hi raku. Tamne jamina aage. He was not interested in him. This is Atma Buddha. This is the Krishna. And it is not only that Narsimha's work was done by him. before 200 years. Or Prahlad was held. No, no, no. Even now he is doing the same thing. This is the Atma Buddha. But the only thing is Jnana must be there, Vijnana must be there, and we should be running after him. And everything is going on. Mama, you buy so many clothes, you know, from Bombay or wherever. They are stitched somewhere, somebody stitches, you bring them, sell them. You are not doing anything. Somebody grows cotton, somebody weaves the cloth. Who is doing all these things? Unnaturally we put ourselves in the middle. It's going on. That is the secret of it. Middle things never stop. When we were not here, all the shops were open. We are here, even then the shops are open. When we pass away, even then the shops will be open. No shop is closed because the owner died in. Frankly speaking, another man is waiting. When you die, I can take over. So please, these things don't stop. But our own position is that the human form of existence is impossible to have. In some of the others we have with great difficulty. So our main duty is to Atma Buddha. We must be run after the self. And please realize it as soon as possible. Death is guaranteed when we don't know. One surety is here in this world that death is bound to come. When we don't know. Anytime we should be ready. That is the knowledge. Otherwise nobody would peep onto these things. But because the death is there, death teaches us to be completely alright. So this is Atma Buddha. So we have finished 2-3 words today. We'll continue tomorrow. Let us finish this. Have you any question? I think Vaishnava is on his way. Till the whole crowd. No, whole crowd is not there. Yes. Do you want to ask anything? Atmadruk. How is Tejasvi? Nothing to worry. He's just getting his own time. Don't worry. You're all right. You look all right.
I'm very happy.
Hey, in Rajkot atmosphere,
yeah.
Fresh air. Amudur is the owner of the whole building. Very good. Go on with your service, you know.
Temporary one.
Temporary. For you it's permanent. Have you anything to ask? We should stop here now. Jai. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Maharaj, what is the difference between this vijnan and the vijnan that we have in science?
We'll discuss tomorrow.
Yes, sir.